On this day, 26th May, 1921, Reject Partition Dev, Mr. De Valera, president of Sinn Féin, has sent a telegraphic appeal to Northeast Ulster. In it he says, politicians and statesmen declare the Irish problem insoluble, but you, the plain people, can solve it in a few hours tomorrow. Vote tomorrow against war with your fellow countrymen. Vote that brother's hand may not have to be raised against brother's. Vote that there may be an end to boycott and retaliation, to partition, disunion and ruin. Live in history as having created a truly united Irish nation. Orange and green together can command the future. Ireland one is Ireland peaceful, prosperous and happy. Vote for it. Appeal to nationalist voters. Partition as planned by the authors of 1920 Act means ruin for Northeast Ulster and an indefinite continuation of the ghastly struggle in Ireland. If the voters of any Ulster reject partition today, a great and permanent national peace will become possible within a month. The country's unity is at stake. Your vote may decide the issue. This is the day for action. Vote early, at the earliest possible hour. Go to the booths. Drive if you can, walk if you must, and don't wait for conveyances. Liberty is not won by lethargy or dalliance. Make up your mind that you shall not and cannot be intimidated by anyone. It is your duty to act as resolutely and fearlessly as your fathers against greater odds than confront you today. A special sacrilege. According to a report from Clody, County Derry, a party of Ulster specials visited St. Patrick's Church and tore down all bills dealing with the election. Shortly after Mass, members of the congregation were horrified to see an armed man in police uniform emerge from the sacristy and ascend the altar steps. He was smoking at the time, and owing to his manner, it was thought he was under the influence of drink. After a mock display on the altar, he proceeded to open the tabernacle which he searched, disturbing the sacred vessels. Sinn Féin meetings in County Antrim. An important meeting was held at Faithstown, Glen Arm on Sunday on behalf of the Republican candidates, Louis Walsh and Joseph Connolly. Mr. Patrick Mulvenna presided. Mr. John Clark, the Glen's writer, Ben Moore, said Ulster's Irish vote must be cast solidly for the Republicans and Nationalists. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, on the eve of the partition election, the Irish News used all its influence to deliver a record vote against partition and to remind voters to the need to observe the voting pact between Devlin and De Valera. Meanwhile, the specials were active in intimidating nationalist voters.